This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Talk to me. I'll talk back.
Life. Shout out T-Pain, man.
Life.
Random Order Show, episode 170. We back locked in, man. You know what it is, man. It's your boy, Jay Richards, man. I'm in the building here, man. Amen. B-Baby Trey in the building.
Locked in.
Shout out Sebastian in the building.
Yes, sir. Welcome back, y'all.
Amen, amen. Listen, man, you know it was an awesome show, man. We gave people what they needed, man. Talked about all types of shit. Invisaligns. Insurance. Sheldon books a flight to the Bahamas. Getting a phone call on Snapchat. A gentleman's burger. The time of chicken when he had us begging for milk. And of course, man, we dived into the Discord where we talked about signing up for pyramid schemes. Listen, man, you know what we like, man.
We like. Did I already get my intro? Where'd I go?
Come on, man. You know what we like, man.
You know that.
We like when you get down there in the comments, man, and click around and leave something wholesome down there, man. And when you leave good reviews on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, man, I like that shit. Mm-hmm. Amen, amen.
Whoa.
Huh?
What's that?
Nah, just.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Live.
I don't do that.
Live.
You know the call.
I just saw it at the corner of my eye.
Oh, yeah, nah. Live. You know you have a call, you have a Google up there, you just gotta get rid of.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
Jamaicans be doing that too.
I was about to bring that up.
The booger bullet.
Y'all don't do that?
Nah, I don't do that.
Oh, my God.
Just shoot midair?
That's the highlight of my morning. I get in that sink and I just
shoot it up.
Yeah, you do it like in public though?
No.
Like on the road and shit?
No.
Jamaicans be on.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Now, I've seen many races.
Yeah. Really?
Partaking in shit for real. Yeah. I done seen some old Asian men get into that. Older Indian men.
Damn, without the nose.
Just straight nose air. Just straight. Yeah. Shoot. I respected all that. Like, one
double
time
barrel.
Specifically.
No.
We're in Walmart. I was chilling in the whip. And then this guy, he just got out of his car and just walked into Walmart. Just.
See,
bro, just shot clean out. He's cleared. Walked into Walmart.
Yeah,
made his purchase.
This is my thing. Like, everybody's hands is probably like really dirty. Like, you know what I mean?
We shouldn't be shaking hands for real.
We shouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I try to not knowingly just have snot and shit on my hands. Like, you knowingly about to go inside Walmart and touch shit. That's
but
crazy,
the thing is,
bro.
This is just blocking everything.
No, it's gonna come out.
Right?
Yeah. It's gonna hit it though.
It's gonna hit it.
Okay.
Quick wipes.
No.
Quick wipes. The thing is, like, I'm not even the type of nigga to do that for real. I don't blow snot midair because I believe you have to train your nose. Mm. I didn't train my nose from young to be blowing my nose in public.
Okay.
Bro, I always got to
be, gotta be by a mirror.
Yeah, I only do it in my washroom.
I got to be by a mirror.
You don't just hit it at the table?
No.
Yeah, but you know the people that do hit it at the table and they're always clean. Like, how do you know your nose like that, bro? You know what I'm saying?
I'd still rather you not.
I'd rather you not, but I'm just saying he must have a way of like wiping off that filth.
I feel like even like even like blowing your nose in a napkin, that's something I really only do at home.
Yeah, and I only do it when I have a cold for real.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's definitely not a play. Like, I'll just like just deal with it till I can get to a place, you know, to really like. But some people are just.
I thought you just blew your nose, for real. That's a good sound. Honestly, you should look into that, bro. Hey, you should look into that, bro. Congrats, bro. Yeah, I definitely just touched my nose with this.
Damn,
I got
bro.
I got you, bro. Well, my fault, gang. But I didn't even blow like that.
Y'all dad ever like clean his teeth with like cards?
No.
Business cards?
Yeah.
No,
nah, I learned that baseball from my cards. Dad. Not like a baseball card. Like, you might have a business card. Or he might fold a receipt. He might fold a receipt and just slide it between his teeth, clear his teeth up.
Nah,
like
sorry.
When you're on road type shit.
Oh, okay. Like an emergency shit.
Yeah,
no floss around?
Yeah.
Yeah, I never. I seen a plastic fork.
Yeah.
Use this floss one time
for
sure.
That's pretty cool. That's standard, yeah.
A business card is ill, though.
Yeah, it worked, too. I've done it for sure.
You've done the card?
I've done it, yeah.
It's pretty disrespectful to whoever's business that is.
Yeah. But you know what? I don't know if I can really do it now because my teeth are more, like, since Invisalign, like,
congrats.
I don't really have, like, a lot of
stuff. No, we haven't even said it. What the hell? Oh, shit. Congrats, Sebastian, on completing wave one of Invisalign. I saw your story, brother. Yeah. I know they want you to go again.
They do.
That's where they lost me. You understand me? My teeth are back to bad. So stay strong, brother. Keep going. We believe you, Sheldon.
Appreciate that. No, I'm good.
Oh, my God. Bring the music back. Sheldon Sebastian is in the building, man. Invisalign, number one.
Yeah.
Smile at the camera for you.
Yeah. There it is.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I 100% overly smile now, like absolutely, like to the point where like people will be like, "Nigga, you are smiling now." You know, it's like, yeah, man.
Let's.
It looks like you're doing an Invisalign like testimony in that shirt.
Yeah. I was literally about to say, can we get a different background for Sheldon and cue some like you know inspirational music? Sheldon, tell me how has it been?
Man, 29 weeks. Honestly, not even 29 weeks, 29 trays every 2 weeks.
Every 2 weeks.
You know what I'm saying? But honestly, I say after about the fourth tray, it kind of fly. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of like a blur until you hit probably like 27.
Mm-hmm.
And then you like, because you're looking at the finish line now, so now you like aware of it, right? And then kind of slow down a bit.
Nice.
And it's been cool, man. Honestly, it's been great.
Nice.
You know, kept my diet good.
Yeah.
How come Sheldon could do it, but you couldn't do it?
You know what? At that time, I was just young and dumb.
Real rap. That's how it happens.
Yeah. It's like, it's so defeating to tell me one thing. You know what I'm saying? The type of kid I was. You tell me one day, and I'm looking forward to it. I'm crying it while I'm eating the gyro. Because it fucking hurts so much. I couldn't even eat the gyro.
What's up?
Nigga had to put his hand on my shoulder, bro. I went through it, bro. And it was winter when I first got it. I felt so alone. Nobody
called
knew.
Coldest winter. I think Kanye West dropped Coldest Winter that time, too.
Nobody knew what Invisalign was, bro.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, I got the brace on right now, bro. They just didn't understand me. So you're wearing the brace?
Yeah, you whistling and shit?
I got the brace, bro. I got it all. So when he told me that date and like I hit that date, I was so proud of myself. Fucking stinky trays, man. Oh, traveling, man. We're young, we're doing shit for the first time. But I'm like fucking my teeth. I'm embarrassed to take my teeth out at the table.
Yeah, you got to get on a knee. And pop,
niggas didn't
pop them out into a napkin.
Yeah, bro. Niggas didn't know what Invisalign's were, so I was just. Passing them shrimps, please. Because it's been so long since you last ate. Yo, shrimps, shrimps, shrimps. I had enough, bruh.
Yeah.
And I told my doctor no.
I feel that. And it's your decision, man. 100%.
That's what's up. You got straight enough, bro. Like it's,
yeah. Right. Now I'm missing a tooth. My shit's it's not aligned, so stay in school, y'all.
It's true.
Yeah, man. This nigga actually crawled back into the Invisalign office.
Yeah.
Like the other day. Life, man, for real.
Hey, give me some music, bro. Yeah. I busted out the strength to walk back in that bitch and say, hello, appointment for Mr. Richard.
Yeah, that's crazy. I commend it though, brother.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna get this tooth. So what happened with my process?
Because you had it.
Okay.
And now it's
you any questions you wanna ask me? Hold on, man. Yeah.
Nah, brother, you know what? Tell your testament because you might answer some questions in the testimony, you know? So go ahead.
Okay, so I took my tooth out maybe September, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the process was lengthy, but I knew when, by the time I took it out, by the time we got to leave for January, I can go.
Right.
Some things happened where we went on some trips and, you know, I wasn't on time
okay.
for certain appointments.
It happens.
But also, they're asking for big money at this time.
Oh, boy.
But
how
the
much
dentist,
money was it?
Big money. It was all in. I was about to be down 7K USD around there.
I got a promo.
Right?
Damn.
So
walked in with the pamphlet.
Christmas time promo. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Congrats.
Thank you.
Oh, this is not Invisalign. No. This is a tooth missing coming out.
Oh, shit. Yeah, yeah. Wait, and they wanted out. Seven?
Yeah, remember I told you it was about 7K to take the tooth out, put it back in, and
what
all
the
that
fuck?
Shit. Yeah. Yes. including the fake tooth that I never wore because I was about 12. Again, blue background around me and sad music, bro.
Raindrops on the
floor. Yeah. So my dentist now, because there's insurance for this shit, so they get paid it either way. They're just trying to help you out get the best price.
Yeah.
Telling them my story, I'm just like, I'm just a little boy working on the show from Canada. I don't know what I'm doing here. I'm losing the tooth. Help me, please. She said, all right, listen, to save you some money, go sign up for Delta Dental. That's his insurance company.
Okay.
But at that time, by the time where I was at now, my insurance is about to kick in. So in some ways, she's kind of looking at me like, you might as well just wait until it kicks in and now I'm paying 50% less. So they're paying for like 75% of the shit for certain stages or whatever.
Right.
So anyways, I did miss some things, but then I started seeing it's going to work in my favor because I wanted that shit to happen fast.
Yeah.
So now by the time I go home or when I was coming here, I'm just like, yo, fuck it, let me go with it. No tooth, being down bad, whatever it is, what it is. Mm-hmm. After the show, go back, have my surgery. Because I'm going to have to get the fucking screw in. Then the screw has to heal. And then they put the tooth on. So it's like, it's not even like, yo, the tooth's just on. Like, I have to walk around with a tooth in my mouth, bro. Mm-hmm. So, insurance kicked in, though. When you see me with the tooth, insurance done kicked in, man. I'm Trey Richards, and that's my story.
And then you gonna do Invisalign?
And then I may go back to Invisalign and like straighten them out. But yeah, or maybe not because my teeth didn't even change that much.
Yeah,
honestly,
they look fine.
Nah, it's pretty fine. But I was just gonna, because I would have to wear them for probably like a month, 2 months.
Invisalign.
And then I'd keep my retainer.
What you saying every week? So maybe 8 trays.
Type shit, yeah. So I'd have to probably switch them like that.
Yeah.
And then I'd get...
That's not bad.
And then I'd be on my retainers.
And I'm going to tell you, like, it changed shit you don't even realize.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I was just really for the gap.
Yeah.
That was my main... Like, close the gap, we should create... Slide the bread. But
whatever
then,
it takes.
Yeah, but then you see other shit shifting in uniform. You're like, that was kind of fucked up too and janky, and I could change that. So
I
like,
might tap in with the Viz, man.
Yeah.
Going a little 3-month contract.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
is it cheaper if there's not much movement to...
But,
I'm not sure.
It's probably not because they have to make you trace for the rest of their life.
But I think the price is dependent on your consultation.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. So once they go and they scan your teeth and shit, I think.
True. Yeah. He's right. Mm-hmm. Listen to him. He's right.
What's your discount code?
I don't know. I don't know the discount code, but at the time,
keep
I got
straight,
like,
Sebastian.
I think I paid like
because
six.
Because
of dentists. Show you great.
Nah, but the fuck though.
I could probably get a code too, you know, split. For that place.
where they get you at,
what?
Is when you go consultate, niggas say, oh, we're going to have to take one of them tooths out. You start hearing shit you don't want to hear.
Oh,
they start,
right.
They start adding toppings.
You know, just be better, Jay, if I just take this one with me.
I got my boy with the pliers. You take teeth out, man.
Because it's for real. Like, you know, insurance is paying for a lot of the shit, so that's why they try to, like, psych you and they tell everyone to get insurance because, you know, it's cheaper.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you one thing. When you don't have it, you run.
Yeah.
You run fast.
Sure, I can imagine.
Yeah. Speaking of teeth, man, we about to sink our teeth into some juicy burgers. We got 3 cheddar burgers disturbing the show.
Disturbing
so
the
we going, a little DTP action. So we going to lock back in with y'all in a minute, man.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Damn. Back yeah, from man. A gentleman's burger.
Let him know, man. Lie. What separates a gentleman's burger?
Oh.
From your regular everyday.
Man, a gentleman's burger is one that you can just sit down and just destroy, man, without no, you know what I mean, no thoughts, no one looking at you. It's just a grown burger. It's an aged big burger. You know what I'm saying? It's not that kid shit, bro.
Yeah, chin strap talk.
You know what I mean? It's a thick patty for real with some nice aged cheddar cheese. And you can get a gentleman's patty from like a lot of places. You can get a gentleman patty from a hotel lobby. You can get a gentleman burger from like a great pub. That burger been there for a mile. That's a gentleman's burger. Yeah. All right. Yeah. You get a gentleman burger. Honestly, even in a cigar lounge, if they sell food, they'll have a good burger there.
Amway Center.
No gentleman's burger there. Okay. No, sir.
No. Sorry about that.
No,
guys.
Sir.
Bro, I'll tell you about.
Yep. We locked in. Y'all better come up here and get one of these.
And the city's sleeping on it, and it's a shame, bro.
Damn.
For real.
Hotel, you know about this one? Hotel It's. They got a gentleman. Handshake.
You said hotel lobby.
That's a gentleman's burger. Yeah,
bro, sure. You could talk business over that burger and shake hands.
Yeah.
At the Hotel X, man. Mm-hmm. Bro, I'll sleep there just for the burger on some boondock shit.
Ryan literally came over, said, I just need to get one of those burgers.
Wow.
After work, came right to the room just for the burger. Mm-hmm.
But then you start staying extra days and shit. And you just like slip burgers. It in like, yo, there's another X burger. Mm-hmm. On your credit card now.
Yeah.
So you're gonna see that when you check
you'll
out.
You'll see X burgers.
Yeah, you're gonna see. Remember how there's three X's? Yeah.
Yeah.
Four now. It's
four now. And the thing is, I wasn't even mad.
Because you understood it was a gentleman's burger.
I understood it. And in my life, I've had many gentlemen's burgers.
I feel like, have you ever shown somebody some food?
Yeah.
And then they ordered a lot.
Yes.
It make you feel good.
Yeah, it does. All right.
How do you feel about people parading a restaurant that you put them on?
I think it depends on who they do it to.
Yeah.
I think if it's a network that I don't have reach to, I think that's the point of, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
That's word of mouth. That's spreading, right?
Yep.
Spreading.
But,
yep.
You know what I'm saying? You can't go to my brother and try to tell him about the spot. Like, that's
okay.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Okay. You know?
Show love.
Let me get there. Yeah.
Show love.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Don't go cross.
They don't got to run it by you, though. Yeah. Like, hey, you mind if I blow up your spot?
Yeah, they do.
They do. Yeah.
You should run it by you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
just it's fine. Just let me know you're doing it. Let me know
you're on that. Like show up, like yo, I'm about to take them over to here. It's gonna be great. Like you don't gotta like ask me for no permission, but for sure, like
I don't want to see when your people's there and they tag in the spot saying like, oh, shout out to my slut who put me on. I'll be like, you know,
I imagine you try to like they go to the spot. And then, you know, you like gatekeeping this shit on social media, and they start gatekeeping this shit. You gatekeeping something, I done open the gate for you.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They don't make no sense.
Yeah.
But you know what? I do, in this day and age, I'm fine with letting some spots fly.
For sure.
Because it's just, in restaurant business in general, it's so hard to, like, keep open. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, obviously, it's, like, the support that's going there. But
all right, Keith Lee.
But my thing is, personally, why I didn't like doing that is because I'm like, all right, for the safety of a nigga, like, I'm for real going to these spots every day and I'm just telling people where I regularly go at. Like, in general, no matter who you are, it's just not safe. Like, when niggas go on TikTok, and even if you have 2 followers and it goes to fucking 1 million overnight, telling niggas where you at all the time. I'll tell you where I bees at. You want to camp out there?
You want to see my footprints?
For me, I gatekeep for my safety. I'm like, bro, and oh god, I just be over there too much. Yeah. So I'm like, so bro, you'll see me, bro.
Yeah, but I also feel like you be finding new spots. Both y'all be finding new spots.
Yeah. Yeah, they be opening up, man.
So it's like you could try to let it go.
Yeah,
find a new
one.
You let it go. I started letting them go when I had new ones.
I mean, I never really hold. I'm not crazy though. You feel me? Yeah. Like, I don't really be out there like really eating like that for. If I find something, I tell my loved ones.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. You put niggas on.
Yeah, I'm not necessarily gonna be on the gram like.
Yeah, yeah. You put niggas on like toothpaste and shit and like creams mm-hmm. and like yo. Yes.
Thank you. You feel me?
Yeah, I mean,
yeah. I feel like everybody got, especially in a group. Let's talk about it. Especially in a group, right?
Yeah.
Friend group. I feel like everybody got their thing.
Oh yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? It's like characters in a video game. You can't use another nigga character.
Yeah, yeah,
me?
Yeah.
That's y'all put niggas on the spot, especially you. I'm chilling.
What I say?
You put niggas on the spots, like, you know, whenever we go to eat, y'all be taking pictures of y'all food, I'll be like, that ain't my thing.
No, I don't really.
That ain't my. It's mostly
I
gotta
remember.
Him,
yeah,
that's not my thing, you know. And sometimes I caught myself doing it. I'm just like, yo, it's not you, bro.
Yeah.
It's not you.
But sometimes, because I stopped posting a lot, but I started taking pictures when I talked to a nigga. I'm like, bro, them niggas got cheese over there. Hold on.
Yeah,
look. Can I go find a location? Yeah. I know where it's at. Niggas started saying, like, I literally just did to Naomi. That's I was smart. Talking about the wings mm-hmm. over at our spot over there. We didn't even get to talk about that. I said, best wings in the city, for real. Yeah. I think it's the best. It's a Thai spot
okay.
called Nim Nam. And I think it's like they got one of the best wings, but I showed her a picture. I'm like, bro, these shits is like mm-hmm. crispy, mm-hmm. sticky wing. Like, oh mm-hmm. man, they're phenomenal. But
oh man, then they got a calamari, man. They got the batter wow. figured out.
That could get so bad quick, calamari.
Man, but it's good.
Good.
Okay. You get good real fast too, man.
Nice.
With the sauce.
Deep fried calamari. Oh man.
My God.
Yo, I used to go to work on the deep fried calamari.
Yes.
The Canton chili,
yes,
chili nights,
yeah.
After the club, ooh,
yes,
you can't warm it up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Controversial question though: do Asian people fry chicken better than Black people?
I think they put up a fight.
I think they do.
I think they put up
it'd
a fight.
Good match.
Yeah. I'll tell you this: Japanese fry
good
with patience. Yeah. They fry with like they'll do the double fry. They have just they
crispy, man.
They probably just have more technique in their cooking.
Hey, for me, impossible.
Right.
With it's like
something about the panko going.
Yes, it with the panko and straight.
There's probably some cornstarch in there too. Yeah. Flour.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait. We're talking about just all Black people or Jamaicans? Or what are we talking about?
I kept it all Asian, right?
Yeah.
So all Black, yeah.
All Black, yeah. Then, you know, I don't think you can really answer that because then you get into that Southern shit where it's like, bro, they just know how to fry. Like, you're not going to know how to fry like
but
these
that's,
niggas.
Yeah, that's you got to think about that different, question, yeah. For sure.
Oh, the finest of the finest? The
finest of the finest. Yeah. Like, I think the Japanese, the way they prepare sushi so beautiful.
But if we come together.
Boy, if we come together, yeah. Well, there's Hakka spots I mean? And shit. They make fusion food. And
is that the best fried chicken in the world, then?
No.
Should be, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm talking strictly just like a fried chicken. Like, no sauce.
Oh, man.
Just just fry a chicken? Like
what is it, karage?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. There's different styles on how to fry a chicken.
Bro, like, rock shrimp, bro.
True.
You mean?
Yeah, they're very delicate on how they fry it. But, like, then again, that's how a lot of, like, some of the you know, some of the nigga meals is we're like, yo, more oil in that and fry it like rougher type shit. Where Japanese is like, only fry just one little piece, take it out,
yeah,
drip
true.
It all. You know what I mean? We're gonna have our drip, so it's like
tough.
You know
tough.
What I'm saying?
I knew it was an easy question when I asked. I do,
because
I'm thinking about it. I'm like, damn, I couldn't land on one for real.
Niggas both be frying though. That's one true, thing.
That, yeah, that's respect.
That's one thing.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
What race do you think feeds people most or feeds their guests most?
Italians.
Yeah.
Only because Italians will actually go to the dinners. Niggas don't go.
Dog, there's so many times where I'm telling my dad. I'm telling my dad, dog, yo, uncle's having the barbecue. Fuck that.
Yeah, man.
That's your bro, dog. What?
I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
Italians are looking forward to going. You know what I mean? Yeah. Obviously, it's not going to be like that for all families, but like, majority of Italians I know, and it's like, yo.
Yeah, that's a good point.
We're all getting together, bro. And it's like, yeah, it's a thing to feed. Niggas don't want to bring nothing. Niggas give one dish, say, hey, bro, y'all bring the macaroni. All right. How many people you serve, bro? Then they end up buying it. You know what I mean? Like, fuck.
Yeah.
It ain't got to be any to want to cook, man. Like, I can't lie. It got to be.
I really admire people that, like, that drives them. like to cook for a lot of people. Travis. Yeah, like, bro, because like,
and I'll do it.
I cook out of necessity. Like, I don't hate it. Like, I can get into a groove. I can get my headphones on. I can, you know, feel about what I'm about to cook for myself and maybe my girl. But if I had to like cook for a lot of people, it would stress me out.
Yeah, for sure, man. Yeah, I'm always worried about temperature control. For real. Mm-hmm. I'm always worried about temperature control and like you're cooking 12 things for this many people. Where do you put it? After it's done, you're done making it. Where do you put it?
Yeah.
Especially because some people have 3 stoves going.
Yeah.
I only have 1.
And you know how difficult it is to like sync up a meal for all the parts to finish
at the same time? Bro, even breakfast.
It's like you just start losing yourself, man. You know what I mean?
Which is why I say you gotta love it, because when you love it, you're just doing it. You're not thinking about that. You know what I mean? Like,
I love doing it, but I can't figure it out.
Yeah. Nah, but if I see an edit a video quick, it's gonna be a different thing when I'm saying, yo, can you bake this for 20 people coming at 10?
Yeah.
That's gonna get done.
For sure.
But yeah, niggas are also gonna love a cookout too, because that's an American thing. Like, we never did that in Canada. Like, maybe they did. I don't know. They did family barbecues.
Of course, people did.
Niggas did family barbecues. Fuck am I talking about?
That's what I'm saying. What's the difference in a cookout?
Cookout and family reunions is like, you know, niggas come with their shirts on. Oh, that's what I meant. A cook. See, I'm not American. But they niggas do cookouts. Yeah. I'm just saying.
Shirts and shit.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Corey did that one. Corey's family does that. They do an annual camping trip.
Yeah, I don't see my boys and shit.
Yeah, no. That,
but every time I saw that, I'm like, damn. My family could never.
Yeah.
They can't even organize.
That's a tradition I think then, I would do.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That from previous conversation, Sheldon just brought one back and brought it over here to the new episode.
Yeah, I did. So you got to say tap in?
I would do that. Yeah. I would do that. But I just feel like the Italians, they just link up for no reason. It can be Easter, fucking a birthday weekend. Everyone has work off. You guys want to pull up, small little dinner. Mm-hmm. I wish, though, that'd be nice fucking... Niggas pulling up for dinners and
honestly,
shit.
I think I co-sign what you're saying still.
Yeah, no.
Y'all watch The Bear?
Yeah,
so that's an Italian family. Yeah. You can see how important the food is in that show to the characters and shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, a lot of cultures are going to do it. Like, I'm just not the fucking, I'm not a dictator or whatever.
Right.
I've never even ate
with Italian people, if I'm being honest.
Nah, definitely. Yeah. Mad culture going to do it. Like, fucking.
Yeah, Latinos going to feed you.
Until
your eyes pop out of your head.
We got invited to a lot of cookouts, and then we didn't because that side of the family was. Yeah. You know, it was a dark time.
It was a different time.
In Colombia.
Yeah.
It was a dark time in Colombia. So, you know, we was niggas. We didn't really get the invite.
But sometimes we did, bro. Hey, fed us good, man.
We was still.
Hot and cold, bro.
Right.
Yeah, it was hot and cold for real. Maybe because they're just like, nah, bro, them niggas are eating too much.
That part.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I wonder what my life would be like if I lived more on my Colombian side, you know? Or I was embraced more by Colombian side. Would I speak Spanish, you know?
I would just wear soccer shoes for no reason or shit. Soccer shoes and jeans.
Lucas doesn't wear soccer shoes.
He's Cuban.
And Colombian. He's more Cuban. Yeah, yeah. I got to go there, though. That's right. I'm trying to go. I'll drop the location there. I'm trying to go to Colombia.
Yeah.
Free.
That's one of those very important trips.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to change you.
Yeah, for real, man. Yeah.
Crying a mountain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you ever just go on the top of something like a mountain and just fucking look and say, damn, man. Mm-hmm.
Are you going to go back or go to Colombia with your mom?
I don't know nothing though. She can guess.
Really?
But she could come.
Yeah, she can come. Okay. It wouldn't even be go with her. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe she can come.
She can come. Okay.
We need to go with Lucas or something.
Yeah.
Right.
Show us around, talk to people.
Order McDonald's for us and shit. Yeah.
Right.
But also, I need to go there with a real street nigga to say, yo, we need to get out of here.
Yeah.
Like, if we were where we at,
we good.
Yeah. Not even that. Just to know, like, yo, these people, like, you know, them niggas kidnapped. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Get out. Yeah. I just need, in Jamaica, when we went there for like a certain time, we're touring the place, we're with our uncle, and he was just taking us around. Like, he's going to tell us, yo, let's go. Or, like, stay in the car or whatever it is. Like,
don't move.
There's certain things that I can tell you even when a nigga's here. Yo, get going.
Yeah.
You'll all go on and get now.
For sure.
And then you just stay there, you know, because you know you're used to it. But it's like, yeah, that's the only thing about Colombia. If I don't feel secure like that, like, I'm not going to want to go, you know?
Yeah, for sure. But I mean, there's probably the touristy.
Yeah, I'm not a touristy nigga, though.
Oh, you're not trying to do that.
I don't give a fuck with that McDonald's.
Take it to the streets.
I'll try and go see Paulo.
You know, I'm trying to travel. I'm trying to go on a trip. And I'm kind of like, I don't know, like, what type of traveler I am. I don't know if I'm like a simple route, like fucking hotel by the airport. Like, I don't know if I'm like, or if I'm like, you know, get an Airbnb and like get a car and all that shit. Like, I don't know.
There's a slider you play with.
Right.
Because I'm not just about to get a car no matter where I'm at.
Right.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you gotta be in the streets, the safe streets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How do you know where that is?
You just kind of go on Google Maps, Street View.
Right. Look around.
Reviews and shit. Like, YouTube starting. One of my first things I do is I go check out, I go YouTube the place I want to go.
Mm-hmm.
So fucking Barcelona vacation vlog.
Mm-hmm.
See where they walk and the shit. You see some overlap.
That's a good idea.
Some people branch out further.
Yeah.
And I'd go to Colombia for real. That's good. Y'all came back. Yeah, I go.
I just need a Google Translate earbuds.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Just in my ear and shit. Nice. 3 second delay for all my answers.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm just thinking about it.
My thing, I just stand out too much. We're too tall, but, so it's like everyone knows. Right. Like, you niggas is not from here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, yeah, we're not. How'd you know?
Maybe you get the Columbia starter kit.
Maybe that blend in a bit.
I don't know, but I'm sure. Yeah.
What is it, Sean? Man, y'all know.
Come on.
You know, you just don't deviate from that. You feel me?
Yeah. Now we're gonna go when the time is right. Yeah. We'll go for sure.
Yeah, I need to go to Barbados, man.
Why?
Because.
Yeah, man.
You been? Funny. Never?
Never.
Damn, really?
Never. It's a similar situation. Like, I didn't grow up with my mom's side of the family. So
yeah.
I was just, they Jamaicans.
Yeah.
They don't, Jamaican people, like, they don't really rock with any other Caribbean.
Island?
Who?
Yeah, it's always this island versus that island.
Yeah.
Yo, even at work, I can think back to times where the Jamaicans were pissed off at the St. Vincy's and the Vincy's.
Exactly.
Or pissed off at the Bajans.
Trini,
I feel like Trini and Guyanese people, they're together.
Bro, but they hate being.
They hate.
You call Trini guy Guyanese, bro.
Maybe that's me on the outside then. I apologize, guys.
I definitely got flamed up.
He's already typing.
But yeah, you're Guyanese, right?
Okay. So it's across the board.
I don't know what the big deal.
Like, all hot.
People call me a brown guy all the time.
Right.
So you're right. No.
Yeah. Mm. But yeah, I need to go to Barbados. I heard it's expensive though.
Barbados?
Hell no.
Yeah.
Barbados?
Yeah, I heard it's expensive.
Check the price.
Huh? We got my book or two right now. Barbados. Google flights. Barbados. We ain't trying to go.
Let's say May. Let's say middle of May.
All right. I'm gonna tell you it's cheap because I already looked from Orlando.
Okay.
It's right though.
Mm.
But you leaving from Toronto, YYZ?
Yeah, probably.
You said Barcelona or Bahamas? Sorry, I didn't hear you.
Bahamas.
It's what a travel agency was back in the day.
You said Bahamas?
No, Barbados.
That's Barbados.
I think I'm going to put them on the wrong island, bro.
So I was looking at Bahamas.
I just did say Bahamas.
You said three rooms in Argentina, right?
So you want to leave today? When you want to go, Sheldon?
Sheldon. Let's go May 12th. Let's go May 12th.
You know what's funny? I'll get that going for you, Sheldon, while I tell this story. I actually did put one of Sheldon's tickets out to Orlando, and I put his fucking last name, Sebastian. Bah!
So the whole audience, everyone's like, yeah, well,
That's not his last name.
That's not my last name.
That's his middle name. And I had to call the airline and say, excuse me, there will be no one coming by that
name. He's a good travel agent, man. He makes mistakes.
Yeah.
You admit when he's wrong.
All right. 6:15, Sheldon. You can be out here there and back 7 hour flight.
Where you going to stay, bro? Where you going to stay, bro?
I'm hotel. There this problem, bro. Let's get that going. 5:51. If you want to lock in, I'll go get you Airbnb. How does that price sound to you, Sheldon?
That's a good price. I like that price. I'm not going to lie.
Let's lock you in.
Lock me in, man. I'm going home.
Oh, there's a layover in Washington.
That's just life.
For 15 days.
That's when you're traveling and she stopped answering her phone.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. Holy fuck, that's funny.
Damn, bro. Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah, $550 for a round trip.
Okay.
May is really soon. So, and that's when it's getting sooner. So,
you got family there on the WhatsApp?
I do. Yeah, I do. I do.
Yeah, on WhatsApp.
WhatsApp, yeah.
Bro, that's the, sure, yeah. It's always a choice I have to ask you for shit on.
Yeah. You know what bothers me about WhatsApp? Don't call me through WhatsApp. That pisses me off.
Phone call's a phone call, bro.
No, it's just, I don't answer it my don't WhatsApp feel phone. The same, yo. It don't.
Don't call my WhatsApp phone.
You just see a new UI? Yeah. What the fuck like, is this?
I just said, I never set that fucking ring in.
Bro, at the time, Instagram called me.
Too much, bro.
Yeah.
Too much, man.
Yeah. Even I remember one time when Snapchat first introduced their video call.
Oh, gosh.
Bro, when you held on to it, it started as a little circle that would open up. And I remember seeing someone's face, and they said, oh, my God, it's your phone. And I dropped it, and the phone hung up. I was, bro, it literally was like a portal. I don't know how it works now. When they first did that.
Yeah, like, I think I remember that.
It was a portal.
I remember that.
And I held it down because I just responded.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
then
the Oh, yeah. While you're chatting, right?
Yeah. And you can just type it, they'll be there. And if they type it, it's not there. But I didn't know how that shit worked, so you just see my face. And you know you open the camera and you're expecting it to be on the back camera, it's on the front.
Yeah.
And you just look fucked up.
Yeah.
It's always like, can bro, you still I don't look like that.
Oh, now it's just,
I don't want you to simulate
it, it's just regular now. It's just regular now. Yeah,
you calling me?
No, I'm calling Corey. It's just,
oh, damn.
It's just like that.
Yeah, no, I get it.
I kind of like a little
something. It's just like that. No, I get it.
Well, let me see when he answer.
Yeah.
Okay, that's how I answered. Okay,
first
okay.
off, you weird for answering the Snapchat phone.
You on the podcast? We were just testing Snapchat video calling. You remember when it used to be the little circle?
Yeah,
we just reminisced on that. All right, brother, I appreciate you.
Corey, what's up, brother?
Yeah.
You are not. You trying to go to the Bahamas?
I'm gonna let you. Yeah, I remember that shit. They should bring that back. That was kind of fire.
Nah,
yeah,
bro, man. Shout out Corey, bro.
Yeah, shout out Corey, man.
Life. We pranked him in grade 10.
Yeah.
You gonna tell the story a thousand times?
Yeah, damn.
You proud of that one? That was the first prank, huh?
Yeah. First prank,
guys, it worked.
So you're not answering WhatsApp calls?
No, I'm not. You know what? I'm lying. Because if my aunt be calling me through WhatsApp, and you know, she in her 80s, but she got a phone.
Yeah.
So it's like call me through the phone, but that might be one too many steps for her.
That's a Wi-Fi call?
It's a Wi-Fi call, yeah. Okay, so bad. I answer, but I'm always like not happy about it.
Yeah. Bro, watch a video I said about how much data WhatsApp takes from me. I mean, I know everybody, they got everything on mine right now.
Yeah.
All the apps and shit, but yeah, it's all the conversations and shit, how much they're selling them for and this and that.
Oh,
you know what? Is it safely encrypted?
End-to-end.
Yeah, but Facebook got the key, bro. Mark got the key.
I tell you, man, that makes sense because one of my emails is cooked. Like the amount of spam I get, I'm blocking things every week and they still come.
Bro, it's crazy that like I don't consider to have a phone, like a phone call phone. That part
like
of my phone doesn't
phone
work.
You talking about? Oh, just
I
like,
mean like because it's always a fucking scam call.
Yeah,
so I don't even I'm not even like yo call me. You know, I'm not answering people. But
yeah.
I don't answer my calls, bro. And it's just too easy to get hacked and all this shit, bro. Like I'm trying
to call.
Yeah, bro. I picked up a call. And I heard the weirdest connector noise. And they said, I said, nope.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, what did
about.
You just connect to?
I don't answer numbers. I don't know my phone, though.
But, no, that's what I'm saying. I'm not the type of nigga to tell a nigga to call me for that reason. Because I'm not naturally answering my phone, like, just random numbers.
Mm-hmm.
I barely answer if someone texts me or calls me for real. And now I have them saved. But I just know people to answer every single call. My dad just, hello. Oh, hell no.
Right. Oh, no.
That's what he did.
No.
That's why all these old niggas getting hacked.
True.
Yeah, can they answer?
They answer and then they hear the sound and it's over.
But you know what it is? They probably not used. I mean, how can you not be used to caller ID? But you come from a time where you didn't have it.
Oh, they just used to answer
yeah,
whoever?
Yeah, you had to pick up to figure it out.
Oh, man,
out,
yeah. You could not reach me in the 90s. Nothing about it. Bro, hell bro. I'm not fucking answering.
Yeah. Unless I order a pizza, bro, and I know the nigga lost.
Right.
I'm by my phone.
Right. Where you at, nigga? I told you, bro.
Oh, man, I'll never forget the time, man. We ordered Gino's Pizza, man, back when we was just little youngsters, man, living at our old house. And we were ordering Gino's Pizza, and we wanted to take advantage of, well, we didn't want to at the time, but we figured out within this time that we could take advantage of Gino's Pizza's 40 minutes are free. The nigga was late. When we had pizza money back in these days, it was money either saved up or my dad was stepping out, so he'd leave us with a little fucking
one crispy 20.
Yeah.
Just a green one.
Mm-hmm. Just a green one.
Gotta figure it out.
Certain weekends, if he's gone for 2 days, it'd be a red eye.
Yeah, you get a red
You get the red eye. You get the red eye flight. If he was gone the whole weekend, you get the brown boy.
Brown boy.
You get the nav. He left us with whatever this weekend, and we're just getting some pizza, and this nigga was late. He comes to the door, I ask for the door. I'm like, all right, bro, I'm running this one today. I'm rocking with this one. I don't know who he dealing with.
Holy.
Answer the door. I said, I guess you're just waiting, still trying to serve me my papers. I said, nah, man, you're late.
Put that away.
Screen door didn't even fully close yet. So when I said, nah, bro, you're late. I said, you know that sound. Should take a little bit to close on that last one.
Goddamn pump. The goddamn pump. Yo, it's working.
Yeah, the hydraulic.
Yeah, the hydraulic. So it's just a moment for that nigga to
think. Wait. How old are you right here?
8. No, yeah. I was like 10.
Yeah.
So he was 9 years old.
So it's young boys. Yeah. It's young boys enforcing that. Oh,
just
that's
fucking,
funny.
Just fucking looking at
him. Bro, deal's a deal. Like,
sorry, man. All right, keep this. And they gave us promise, man. He was just like, oh,
always.
Come on, man.
Come on.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Like, there's no way.
There's no way, man. He's like, yeah, you're not going to do this. And like, just a whole bunch of words, right? I was like, what the fuck is going on? Mm-hmm. And he's just going back and forth. We're in combat. And I'm just like, I think I looked at Jermaine to say, like, all right, like, I used all my cards, bro. What were you doing? I think we ended up paying the nigga.
No.
Yeah.
You got to fight those, man.
It was just kids, bro. You wouldn't, this adult man wouldn't leave.
Yeah. And I was getting scary now because, like, and my pizza was getting cold.
Cold, right.
Bro, they had a puffy pizza back in the day.
They did.
Gino's Pizza, I don't know if you remember.
Yeah, I do. No, I do.
They did. I wonder if you catch a good Gino's Pizza still, what would do?
Where is Gino's now? Oh, there's one by Fletcher still.
They're all around, yeah.
And they used to, is it?
Oh, Gino? Yeah,
and they do the $5 pizza.
Yeah, they used to do a $5.
And Nova do that too, right? Nova do that too. I don't know, man. These days, it's like, if it ain't Domino's, I don't want to know.
Okay.
Actually, Makers.
Yeah, I'm about to say.
Maker. Well, it's a different pie.
Yeah, it ain't that's even around me. Pie. Yeah, Maker ain't around me, go. But for sure, the box that I had, that shit got tore up. I'm not going to lie.
With the Yamano? Oh! Yeah,
the order from Sarah.
Huh?
They pulled it out the ground?
Yeah. Wait, what?
They pulled it out the ground?
What are you talking about?
Domino's.
Huh?
No, the pizza you took from set.
About Maker, yeah. The box of Maker, the pepperoni pizza.
Oh, I clicked out and you said the Domino's you said had got tore up already.
No,
so I said,
I was saying the box I had got tore up already.
So you derated already?
Yeah.
Okay, man.
Yeah. Nice. That sauce is really spicy, though.
Yeah, the spicy.
It looks so good, though. Like you wanna, like me personally, like it looks so good, like I wanted to like try it.
Yeah.
But it was a lot.
Tore your ass up.
Yeah. And the pepperoni like, spicy too. It's spicy vodka.
Yeah, you get double spice.
You know, I can't do that.
Yeah. It's I remember one time the first couple times Waleed was about to cook for us.
Okay.
And I'm still thinking, you know, jokey Waleed. I'm not really like, I'm not fully trusting it there. Right? We're exploring foods all over Toronto now, and Waleed's like, I can cook.
Right? Just when you quit Invisaligns.
Yeah, this is exactly when I quit.
You did the final pop out.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
So I'm popped, but I'm like, you know, I need to know about the food.
I'm ready to rock. Yeah.
And Waleed said, like his food, he's basically. I said, like, what? Like, describe what we're having today. He says, oh, it's gonna burn your asshole.
Oh.
And I, like at that point, like, I knew I felt the exact pain.
It's Carter. It's over.
Of what, you know what I mean? Like,
that's a guarantee.
You know?
Oh my god!
I'm a guy.
No one really talks about like burn your asshole food.
Yeah, for
sure. Because we know what that is. It's just a spicy pepper. It just feels like the pepper's on your asshole.
Yes.
Like, just like a fucking hot
bro,
iron.
It is. That's what's happening.
What
that's
you think it is? Like, you think your asshole's ripping.
You just think it's red.
Yes. Yo, yes.
You think, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I know.
I'm sure the hole is red. Like, you can brand a horse with it. And it's just like I'm always saying, yo, why'd I eat that?
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's like,
oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bro, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So, it explained the food perfect. And right when I tried, I said, yo, yeah, this is going to burn out later. Okay. Like,
you're right. Okay, so it was a burnout later thing. Okay.
But it was still spicy going down.
Do you remember the spiciest wing in the world in London?
I'll never forget it.
Bro, it still burns a little
bit. That's an Xbox 360 ring.
Yeah, your Xbox is done.
Yeah, your Xbox is done. That wing was crazy, man. Yeah,
I'll probably never do that again.
Yeah, I was like, surprised you did that.
Very saucy wing.
That was some really, group shit. We needed all of us to do that. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because no way, bro.
We still got the vlog up, man.
Yeah.
Ego trying to prove
world's spiciest.
But, bro, you look at hot wing. Ones, even they're just one dab. Like, they're just like, oh, a drip of whatever hot sauce. Bro, this was coated.
You got to bite it.
Ghost pepper sauce.
Yeah.
Bro. Which one was that?
Literally glitch. Yeah, literally.
I remember getting in trouble because we're all like piling up by the kitchen because we needed milk faster. We're like, ask for milk, get it, knock down a glass, and y'all go back more.
Y'all know what y'all gave us. Bro, like, what the fuck?
We was walking to the milk, bro. We were literally in the back kitchen.
Yeah.
Like, yo, milk.
And we not at home. We're going to be extra bad, bro. Like, come on,
we're in the fucking kitchen with a glass. Fucking milk mustache. Yo,
just pour it.
Don't stop.
I just needed to put the milk in my mouth and leave it, bro.
Yeah.
Close my neck. Let it soak in the milk, bro. It was bad.
It came to a point where, they didn't even question it. They just left me, and I went to go walk outside and just stand in the middle of the road holding my waist.
Hand on waist, yo.
Fucking mouth just open. Just, yo, air just has to cool us down. They're taking so long with the milk. I'm like, yo, I got to go stand outside, bro. Like,
yeah. I think they was probably fucking with us.
Nah, man. That girl
the milk?
Yeah, with the milk. I would if I worked there. And that's
Yeah.
Bro, I was ready to flip a table, man. Yeah. I didn't even milk.
Yeah.
Bro, water was not doing a thing. Water
like, you know when you about to watch someone do some shit that you know sucks?
Yeah.
That feeling is like what they feel there. No, not everybody.
Be there for them, man.
Some people are like, nah, watch this thing. Watch. Yeah. You know, type shit. Well, that was spicy wing, man.
Yeah, I won't do that again.
Yeah, you did three.
Yeah.
So I was just trying to go for the shirt.
Right.
And I figured if I even did two, then I have to, finish it.
Yeah.
But by the end, I was, shaking. Yeah. I couldn't even fucking, my body wouldn't let me hold another wing.
Just fucking start drooling and shit. It didn't even make no sense for real. Mm-mm.
Hmm. Nothing needs to be that hot.
Mm-mm. Nah. And that's your body shutting down saying, yo, stop it. This is dangerous.
Stop it right now.
That's what's wrong with the world, man. We worry about the wrong things.
Yeah.
Why are you worrying about a ghost pepper wing?
Are you worrying about it?
Am I a ghost?
Why are you making that? Why are you making that, bro?
Literally, polar bears are swimming, bro. There's nothing
we'll pick
you can
up
do.
Litter or something, man. Like, you know what I mean? Like, let's get to the real shit. Anyways,
I agree.
That's crazy.
And, same question we got to ask. So what the fuck type of nigga is you?
It's a loaded
Rishpil.
One.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You ever go into them hardcore fucking rocker store? Remember, that's where you used to get the hot sauce?
Yes.
Like the,
oh, really?
The Spencer's type shit.
Yeah. You hot sauce nipple rings to your fucking nose.
Like they sell skulls and fucking hot sauce.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
And the anal plugs.
Damn.
The anal plugs?
No.
Oh.
I was going to say as seen on TV, store, do they still got that?
Yo, they might. I feel like Shopper's World.
Okay. Apparently Cinnabon is not in Shopper's World anymore.
Yeah,
they took it.
Oh
yeah,
them.
I saw
that's what
that.
They were saying
they
in
said
the
Shopper's World has nothing going for it.
Good for them.
Oh, good for them.
Yeah, good for them.
That's what you get.
Somebody's job, man.
No, they relocated.
They relocated.
Okay. Cinnabon, good.
Yeah,
there's
still
Cinnabon.
Yeah, there's one in Bram.
Yeah. No, and that's just it's a time and place.
Oh, 100%.
And Cinnabon's time and place is not in Shoppers Drug anymore.
Yeah, they got to move on up, man.
Yeah.
Right.
That's it.
Move on to better things. Mm-hmm. They deserve better.
Right. Yeah. And you know who else deserves better? Our people in our Discord, man. Let's turn to the chat, man. Yeah. Please. I want to hear the problems, man.
Come on.
I want to hear the problems, bro.
Problems. Problem yeah. section.
Let's talk to J it. Degrees.
Yo, let's touch in with the streets, man. Turn
37 seconds.
What's going on, Eagles?
What's
this is
Mike?
Jay Degrees from the Degrees Couch Chronicles. But I wanted to ask you guys, as a fellow podcaster, you know, you end up in a lot of sticky situations. And I'm proposing that, or asking, have you guys or any one of you guys, this could be Trey or Jay, you might have talked about it a little bit in the past, but have you ever been in a situation where you were kind of like almost sucked into a pyramid scheme meeting or something like that? Let me know. Love the pod. Been a fan for years.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You be your family, bro.
Yeah.
That'd be the hardest one.
That'd be your family, bro.
That'd be the hardest one.
If y'all remember back in the day, we did a... Mm-hmm. Remember the Vima Verve?
Oh, do I?
The Vima Verve sketch.
I remember everything about it.
What a time, bro. Yeah. It was like the city was being taken over by zombies, by like this bug.
Yeah.
And everyone was saying the same shit. I'm like, oh, this is fucking freaking me out.
Yeah.
Hey, bro.
Bro, who is that, bro?
Bro, I own my own business called Vima Verve. Do you want to stop struggling? Get out of this shithole?
Yes, bro.
Okay, bro. Do you have $500?
Yes, my mom does.
Okay, give it to me and end this fucking struggle, broski.
Broski. I am no douchebag. I'm going to need more information before I hand over.
You get free BMW, bro.
That was Ali Took. I don't know what the fuck is Vima Verve, but I want to have this free BMW, broski.
And everybody's hitting you up on Facebook. Yo, man, long time. How you been? Nice, nice, nice. Yo, nigga. Come to my house. Come to my fucking house.
Yeah.
I got a thing to pitch you.
Business proposition.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like the episode of fucking Recess when everyone was like turned against TJ. You remember that shit?
I think I do remember. And he lost like the jacket and shit. Right?
Yeah,
he
just had the t-shirt like that. And shit. Yeah,
it rings a bell.
Yeah. It was like a zombie episode. But yeah, they're all saying the same shit. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then I can't remember which one happened first. I want to say my. Wait, who invited us over?
Kayla.
It was Kaylin that invited. Yeah, my dog. Listen, man. He was an entrepreneur.
He was on to this day. Yeah.
He was like getting to the money. Yeah. He had to figure it out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's doing good business now.
Yeah, for sure.
But back then, bro, he was trying to hit us up, bro. Come to my fucking house and join Vima Verve, bro.
Jeez, man.
He was locking in with like the top dogs in the district.
The top
in the Verve Street, the Vima Verve Streets. So they'd have meetings at his place. And I almost want to say my uncle invited me over.
He did.
And then, just so happens, we start to see a bunch of people piling into the house. What the fuck is going on? And then, my cousin walks in. He's like, "Yo, guys, if you guys want to, you know, just check. Like, no obligations. Just come here, a meeting out." I'm like, "Oh my god!" Because we've been saying no to this guy this whole time. I'm like, "No, I'm not joining Vima, but I didn't want to hear it, bro.
Oh,
I'm not reading that paragraph."
So you sit in there and you know the Vima Verb meeting is accumulating.
Yes, but if we went there to go check our uncle. Yeah, to go check our uncle. We're just talking to him.
I found out that
that's
basically a so he was asking us to come all along. We're saying no.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, I get it. We're doing videos, so like now we have a bigger voice, and the more people you get signed up, the better you are.
Yeah,
but we're trying to say what this shit is. But my uncle, we told our cousin no so many times that like I guess he had a conversation with his dad saying I just can't get him here. Mm-hmm. So our uncle's like, "Yo, can you just come over tonight around this time? So I want to talk to you guys." I'm like, "All right, yeah, no worries." Then it starts, and I look at him. I literally look at him. I said, "This is why you were here." And the nigga, like, mouth, like, just stay, like, you know, just for me.
Check it out. So then I'm sitting in front row, nigga. I'm sitting in front row at this meeting, me and Trevon. He's like, "I'd just like to point attention to our new guys here, Jay and Trey." Woo! I'm just in my auntie's living room. Like, bro, what are we doing here?
Mm-hmm.
Kaylin.
Kaylin.
Uncle,
you know what I mean? He's doing something for his son and shit.
And it worked out for Kaylin, man. He's, you know, he runs his business now, and it gave him a great mindset, so it's great.
Sure.
But at that time, she's like, "Yeah, you got to know when a real nigga say no, bro." Mm-hmm. You know, that's all it was, because we knew what that was, and we just ran into that.
That was the problem with those things is that they never accepted no.
Yeah. That was they start hating on you and shit, stunting on you. Yeah. Ripping in their fucking BMW and shit.
But that's when we made the video, the pyramid scheme parody. Mm-hmm. And
you can spend $500 on food every 2 months, but you cannot spend $500 towards your future, broski. Come on.
Well, you kind of have to spend money on food or else you'll die.
No. You die, broski. I'm lying, you sheep. I fucking bite you, broski.
You're gonna bite me?
I fucking bite you, broski. I fucking bite him, broski. It was a fucking rap. I started selling builder packs like a beast. I offered them a business opportunity, then ran away to seem busy and important.
It was based off Vima Verb, and honestly, I did feel like that time.
Wake up now.
Like, you know, wake up now is another one, yeah. I did feel like at that time, everyone was like coming together saying, do this, do that, and then you had this small group of people, but it was almost like you were outpowered. And overpowered by all these guys. So when we came saying, like, yo, fuck that, and this shit is whack, and, like, everyone knew, like, our cousin was, like he was huge on it. Everyone, like, we knew a lot of people that were big there, and, like, we're cool with them. So everyone's like, yo, what's this gonna do? And then we got them niggas in the video, so then that turned everything down. Like, niggas, like, bro, they're OGs and just making fun of it.
We got the district leader in our video saying, like, just making fun of Irv.
Yeah. But it was funny, bro. That's literally always we held a mirror and we just said, this is how y'all niggas moving.
Yeah.
Like we made a Sweet 16 edit video say y'all niggas crazy, bro. Mm-hmm.
Is that company still around? Like, is it a
Vimaverse? No, it's a pyramid scheme, yeah.
So it was never a real company.
No. I mean,
because I saw like drinks and shit.
They weren't even selling the drinks. It was like a thing where you join, you just get people to join. You don't even know what the fuck you're joining for real. Right. There's all these words and jargon and shit to get you to sign up, but it was always like, what the fuck are the drinks for? Mm. Oh, you just drink them and hand them out and shit.
That's just getting the message out.
What's so they're like, they're repping their drink so hard, and the biggest thing was like, yo, bro, you'll never fucking have a hangover on this shit. This Vima Verve shit. It tastes great, da da da. So we're having a we're having a Halloween party. My dad would throw this crazy Halloween party every year, and then Kaylin came in with his can of Verve. So, yo, bro, I'm going to be good. Crushes, like, two verbs and shit, and then has a night of drinking, whatever. Bro, this guy was yakking all the way, all the way home. Just orange yak.
But it was just so funny at this time, because, like, he was literally the spokesman.
Bro, he was in his car. His sister had to drive him.
Yeah. His Viva car.
He yacked on his door.
Yeah.
His own door.
Bro, I'm going to tell you something, bro. I'd be worried about embarrassment for some people sometimes, man, because that's a lot, bro.
It's great comedy. Once
you wake up and you stare at the ceiling.
Do I talk about it or not, bro?
Like, yeah,
I can't face them.
He can't ask us if we're good. Yo, y'all good?
And that's when it was over. It was done, bro. He never pitched Vima ever again because we literally just said, bro, you yak on your own whip. For you to yak in your door handle cup, your door holster, bro, like.
You don't stand, but you can't stand by your product.
It's over, bro. It's really over, bro. Oh my gosh, dog. Yeah, crazy.
And fun fact: Sheldon is in the pyramid scheme. He's at the first meeting.
He's on the couch, and I'm at the end when you start selling A-ball and shit.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's right.
Hey, bro, can I interest you in some Avon lip gloss packages? If not, you can become an Avon sales representative. Honestly, it's the best shit ever. Ground level shit, broski.
Yeah.
But again, what beautiful writing to say, like, bro, this is not the first pyramid scheme. Niggas have been doing this. So it's like, you know, it was honestly, like, fuck, we'll put it in the link in the description, but.
Yeah.
It was such a good time, man. It was funny just to fucking say, like, and this is really good experience for us to say and use real life experience to say, okay, comedy is really just what we know and like what's going around and what everyone can relate to. You know what I mean? Like, this is such good practice for us. Era 9 years ago, like, this shit is crazy. I'm literally watching this on mute. I'm like, okay, I remember this shit was funny.
Well, the thing is, we saw there was a big dog, Danny something.
The white guy
in the district, and he had the Beamer, but then we met his OG like later on.
Oh, really?
Remember the black guy?
Outside with friends. Nice.
So he was the top. He was his leader.
Okay,
his OG,
and all that mean is
so he was at the top of the pyramid. But then he's like, "Yo, saw that video." Said there's no more money in that shit, bro. Yeah. You basically said he's out and he fucks with the video.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, look at that, man.
And that says a lot. Mm-hmm. That says a lot, you know. It's like, you know, they say don't hate the messenger. Like, you literally can't in that situation.
Yeah.
Literally.
You got approached, you remember?
Yeah, it was a pretty similar situation like yours, but it wasn't family. It was I was working at Point Zero. I was just folding
clothes.
That's
the jeans place and shit?
Yeah, they're mostly in like Hudson Bays and shit. Mm. But they tried to do some standalone stores like a couple years ago, like back when we were in high school, and I was working at one at Heartland Town Center.
Oh, hey, yeah.
And I was in there it was always dead. So I was in there just folding clothes and shit. And this couple approaches me and they're like asking for like clothes and shit. So I'm like assisting them finding clothes, whatever. Do you like your job? I'm like, yeah, it's cool, yeah. Mm, you know, I don't mind. I like working retail, you know, whatever. And then they're just like, you know, we can help you make more money, da 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 da. Did the whole, not too much, but they're like, yo, take my number, you know, give me your number, I'll call you. Okay, cool. So then they call me. Same thing, come to this business, come to this, what was it? Like, it's like in a hall and it's a bunch of them. Similar situation like meeting, in a room, but it's like a meeting. I forget what she said though, but it wasn't clear what it was. It was just like, this is for the job kind of thing, but like, come.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I remember.
Orientation.
There. Contents, I remember they picked me up and they brought me in there.
Damn.
And as soon as they brought me in there, I'm like, this don't feel right. Like, because at the time, I'm like 17 or 16. Yeah, and it's like older people in this thing. I'm like, what the fuck is this? You know? Mm-hmm. So I sat there for like, it was like an hour and a half.
Oh, no.
And I just knew by the end. It wasn't Primerica, but it was one of those ones. Like, it wasn't like a company like that sold anything. It was like, because Primerica was like the insurance and shit. Mm. And I remember just knowing, like, yeah, that's the last time I'm gonna fucking be around these guys. And they called me, they kept calling me and calling me, but I memorized the number and shit, so I just didn't answer, and then they stopped calling. Funny, that was the closest I ever got to that shit, bro. Yeah.
Hey, bro, why do you need $1,000 from me?
That was
for
another
me to
thing.
Step it up.
Yeah, yeah. There was like a fee at the front.
Of course.
But they were like, yeah, you can make more money here than you are at Point Zero, which was like, I mean, I was making minimum wage. But I just knew, I was like, this is weird, bro. Some weird shit. Yeah. That was it. And after that, I knew how to duck them shits because then classmates started coming to me. Mm-hmm. And you know the lingo. You know what it means. Yeah. I'm like, why I got to come here? Like, what's the thing? Why I got to do that? Why I got to do that? And then once you start asking those questions, it just break it wide open and you're good.
Bro, you're not trying to elevate?
Yeah.
No.
But that shit had a lot of people. And I was doing the music, so I didn't even want to work. Yeah. Like, fuck that. Like, ew, you guys are working and shit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Then I got my sister at one point.
With the Verve? Really?
Like, bro, how are we upstairs and you, or how are we downstairs and you upstairs and you signed up? Like, bro.
This is before the video?
After, bro, I showed her the video. Nah, I want to say this is before.
Okay.
Yeah, she was trying to get money and my dad was like,
T-Boot Tanisha.
So. I remember that
that's
one time.
What I'm saying. She liked that
she
for
liked
real.
That, yeah.
Remember that one time we came home to Kaylin? He was drinking a can of Verve on our porch and shit. He's like hanging out at our house before we even got there.
Hell yeah.
Like, what's going on?
He's hard.
So I was just hanging out, whatever.
He's
and
hard.
And then he had like a little folder or whatever. So we're just talking. Everything's normal, whatever. He's drinking his Verve.
Yeah.
And then my dad gets in.
Yeah.
And then my dad's like, all right. And then goes to sit at the kitchen table. And then Kaylin opens. It wasn't a folder, my bad. It was a laptop. It was a laptop bag. So you could like store documents in it.
He's
shit.
Hard. Nah.
I salute. Respect her.
Bro. Salute, gang.
Bro, Kaylin. He puts his bag on the desk. And then it opens. He starts unzipping the bag. He's like, all right, so I'm going to tell you how you can elevate your life. And my dad's like, oh, no. No. Sorry, man. Sorry. Because he heard this already. He heard this. He thought he wanted to talk about this. He thought Kaylin wanted to talk about something else.
It's a kid that was retired.
Bro, he lives. Okay. Then he just dipped.
I know.
I've never seen a leather so confused. Niggas is yo, Richie is a demon, bro.
Yo, I gotta get like, that's how you gotta end.
Well, you just let him know, bro. I'm not, bro. You know when you're just someone's talking and talking and talking, you know, like, dog, I'm not going to do this.
Oh,
bro.
My God.
I'm not doing this.
Yeah.
Richie didn't even sit down.
Bro, he's come home from work.
Yeah.
He's come home from work, bro.
Not the time, bro. Not the time.
Yo, Richie, and is imagine,
I need to tell a man that has his ting. I have my ting. Like,
you're
I have
in my
business,
house,
bro.
Right.
Like,
so this is how you get the BMWs, bro. I have the X5.
The nigga said, "No, Cannon, don't you waste your time."
Cross courtesy though. I was like, bro, I don't. I know you're busy.
Oh, nigga.
I heard that and went upstairs, bro.
Yo.
Because, bro, I could have told you, bro. He's not signing up,
yo,
man.
Yo, Kaylee caught straight there, bro. Yo, I almost want to call that and say, yo, do you remember the time you took
it? It was so quick. You probably doesn't, bro. It was so quick. Remember that meeting you almost had?
Oh, my gosh. Nah.
Bro, he barely got two words up.
That's hilarious, bro.
Let's see. We'll just cut this if it doesn't work.
Hey, yo.
Yeah, I'm not a client. Yo, you remember the time when Kaylin came over and tried to sell you on the Vima Verve thing?
Yeah, then he got slashed, man.
Bro, he didn't get one word out.
Huh?
He might have said three words before he said no.
Yeah, but I remember. I don't know how he made it home that night.
Oh, no. Okay, we did talk about that.
That party, too, we talked about that where he's telling everyone he's not going to throw up.
Yeah, he got slashed.
He got slashed there, but we're talking about the next time when you slashed him, you're coming home from work, and he unzipped his binder, and you just popped a cold beer. And he said he's
trying to sign you up.
He's trying to sign you up to Vima. And you told him, no!
I don't remember that part.
Oh, okay, okay. I just called.
Even Tobias was on it, too, and chatting it up. But on Halloween, that was the answer. It's like, yeah, the shit ain't working, man.
Oh, my God. Yo.
Yeah,
you ever heard nothing about it since.
Yeah, that was the last time.
Yeah, that was the last time you ever bitched it.
That is hilarious.
Yeah, no, man, it's funny. One time he came home trying to sell it to you, but he pitched it to you like, yo, I have to talk to you, uncle. And you came home, you're like, yeah, what's up, man? He said, yeah. He unzipped his binder and said, all right, man, so here's how you sign up. He said, Kim, don't you waste your time.
Back then, they were trying to sell phones, they're trying to sell this, they're trying to sell that. And then, Yeah, man. I think even one time they had Alicia in some basement or something trying to get her to sign up.
Yeah, nah, gosh. Man. That's hilarious, man. All right, thank you. I just had to ask. All right, cool.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but that was a Halloween party. He was slashed, and then we all said, yeah, see, it didn't work.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's so funny because it went well with the story, and he caught him down that day, man.
Damn, I didn't even notice, like, throughout the episode, I'm just dropping in this goddamn chair.
Okay, lower shit. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I dropped a few levels.
I'm probably about to be, like, a midget at one point. Jesus.
Life.
Yeah, man.
We back.
Never sign up. Oh, for a pyramid scheme.
Man, do we need one more?
Say what?
Do we do one more? That was like 20 minutes on one.
Oh. Yeah, 20. We're about an hour 20 now.
Shit, all right. Damn. Yeah.
Jump in the Discord, man. Scan the little QR code,
oh,
man.
Yeah.
To lock in with the Discord, drop a audio note off for us to listen to. It doesn't even got to be a question, mm-hmm. for real.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it is a question. Maybe it's advice. Maybe it's some random shit. That was a good question, by the way.
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah.
That's a great question.
Man, a good laugh makes you get tired, bro.
Yeah, I know, man.
Lying.
Come on, man. You know what we like, man. We love thumbs ups, man. We love comments. We love great wholesome reviews on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, man. I'm into that shit.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. What else? That big old bell button, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Life.
New Sheldon Sebastian out.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Saute, man. Go get that. S-A-T-A-Y. Go get that everywhere.
Amen.
Life.
You know what it is, man. Shit, what we leaving with, man? Tight shit, bro. For real. What's this book right here?
Yeah, man. Yeah, The Creative Act, A Way of Being, man, by Ruben. Actually, Ricky gave this to me personally.
For real.
Yeah, we was out eating lunch, and he said, hey.
Take your shoes off.
Yeah, our shoes off.
Okay.
Yeah. We all signed in public. We got to our shoes off. He just said, yeah, man, here this is, man, The Creative Act. You want something from this book or something from me?
You read it? You started reading it yet?
Yeah, I did, but not too crazy. I'm like 3 pages in. Where am I?
You got a quote yet?
Hell no. Nah. I'll open
just
it
crack
up.
A book, find something good in there, man.
That's so crazy because I open this up and it applies so much to me. Here it is. The work reveals itself as you go.
Mm.
Keep going, bro.
Life.
Vima Verve.
It didn't work.
It didn't work, nigga. It did though. Some niggas is up for real.
Hey, free.
Couple. Yeah, just didn't work.
That was a HeadGum podcast.